Okay, so I think we stop here, seems to be. This is, let me see. Oh, thank you. So this is page 56 of the PDF. So previously we stopped here. Yeah. So here my teacher gave two explanations previously. The explanation is about the wu fa xiang. Yeah. So talking about the fa. What does it mean by that? So the first meaning. The first meaning is actually the 一切法, that fa. Second meaning is the is actually about literally the Dharma. So then over here, 一无非法相. So let's take a look. 无法相就是非法相的境界. Yeah. So earlier talking about 无法相. So what does that mean? It means the state where there is no grasping onto Dhamma. Yeah. 对法相而说非法相. Yeah. So with respect to the perception of Dhamma or phenomena, then we say 非法相. Then 法相不可得,非法相也不可得. So this is what we call the 不二法门. So in the Diamond Sutra, and in general, the teaching on the Madhyamika school, then we say those things in duality coexist. Yeah, they mutually depend on each other to exist. Once you see that one side is non-inherent, that is insubstantial, then the other side ceases to exist also. You cannot have one without the other. So over here, 法相不可得,非法相也不可得. So it is like, previously we talked about, I think I may have mentioned about samsara versus nirvana. Yeah. So when we think about samsara and nirvana, it seems like there are two distinct entities. Then we learn that, oh, nirvana is actually the absence of samsara. Yeah? Or in other words, absence of suffering. So then we say, suffering itself is non-inherent, insubstantial. You cannot find a substantial suffering. Then in that case, substantial nirvana also cannot be found. Yeah. So this is, if you can understand this principle, then this principle applied to 法相不可得,非法相也不可得. You can easily understand this. 所以心里不取着非法相. Now, this 非法相, how come we grasp onto this? So for example, yes. For the past 2 weeks, did you all realize that Sifu was not in Singapore?
Yes.
Yes, you realize that? Do you think about the fact that Sifu is not in Singapore? That's called missing Sifu. Don't miss Sifu. No, I'm just kidding. But actually, it's true. Some of you never think. Nothing wrong also. But you notice, if you never even think about whether Sifu is in Singapore, then there's no concept of Sifu is not in Singapore. But the moment you think about Sifu, then there's a Sifu not in Singapore. So this, what is that? 所以心里不取着非法相. So if you don't grasp on to Sifu, then there's no Sifu is not in Singapore as well. Just like, because you never encounter the Chuan Guang Sifu, so you also don't think about how come Chuan Guang Sifu is not here. Can I understand? I don't know whether this example make it clearer or worse. But basically that's the idea. But because we have already grasped on to this, then now in the absence of it, the Fei Fa Xiang, we also have a tendency to grasp onto it. Those who have transcended the Fa Xiang, then there's nothing to talk about the Fei Fa Xiang. So if you don't even think about Sifu, there's no absence of Sifu to talk about. Can I say? Yes? Fa Xiang si you. 有能权的名言, so 法相是有. So here, this 法相 here is referring to the second meaning. That means talking about literally the capital D Dharma, and the teachings in terms of using words, prose, parables, analogies, and so on and so forth. So all these do exist. Yeah, so 有能全贤的名言. So there are all those words, phrases, sentences, paragraph, and so on. Yeah, all this that can express. Okay, express what? 有说全贤的意, that can express the meaning. Here, meaning is talking about ultimate reality. Yeah, because the Fa Xiang here is talking about the Dharma. If you recall, 2-3 weeks back, I've also mentioned that this notion of 能全贤 and 所全贤, this is actually more predominantly found in the Yogacara school. But my teacher is sort of he learned both tradition, so oftentimes when he teach, he bring them together. And in a sense, maybe because I'm trained in this way, so I feel that this way you can see the way these two traditions actually come together, and not necessarily that they have to be separate. And because traditionally, Madhyamika and Yogacara, you see a lot of debates. A lot of debates, which I've mentioned previously as well. So, 能权所权寂灭 寂灭了就是无相. Yeah, so when both has reached cessation, then there's no more this feature, or no more here 相, basically no more grasping. So no more grasping to both, then there's no non-grasping to talk about also. Yeah, 非法相, non-grasping. Yeah. Can I understand? If once you stop being attached to something, then there's no non-attachment to talk about also. Yeah? Because when you have grasping, then you have non-grasping to talk about, ma. Just like now, any smokers here, any of you who are regular smoker, every day, Dunhill, Rothman, one pack, 20 stick, come. Anyone? No one. So because you all don't smoke, if Sifu never mentioned about smoking, you have not thought about smoking at the first place. Right? So then do you have to think about quitting smoking? You don't have to. Do you have to think about not smoking? You don't have to. So 对有相不执着不分别是无法相. So this here, whenever we talk about xiang, it's talking about grasping. So when there's grasping, then we talk about non-grasping, non-discrimination. Then 对无相也不分别了是无非法相. So when you have truly transcended the grasping, then there's no grasping to, there's no non-grasping to talk about. Yeah. So even towards non-grasping, then there's no discrimination as well. Yeah. So it's completely, in a sense, initially it's grasping and non-grasping. Now you transcend both. And that's a true, in a sense, cessation. So initially, when we first learn about the enlightened path, we can also learn in this way. In what way? 比如修四念处中的观法无我，修我空法空，达到无相的境界。 So for example, how can we cultivate? So for example, we cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. Yeah. So within the four foundations of mindfulness, this practice, then there is the cultivation. Guan fa wo. So this si nian chu is basically sen, shou, sing, fa. So body, feelings, mind, and mental objects. Yeah. Or more broadly, the mental objects refers to how all phenomena, let me reverse it. We are aware of all phenomena by perceiving them in our mind as mental objects. Without these mental objects, we don't know what is happening in the world. And hence, it's called Dharma, Fa. By right, it's actually just mental objects. It's not really the real phenomena outside. But of course, in the Yogacara school, we say, actually, that's all there is, mental objects. Outside, there's nothing also. But that's another story altogether. So, these four foundations, if you go through the Majjhima Nikaya, yeah, then it goes through specific sequences for each of these four. Yeah. If you go through Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra, it also goes through these four. Then if you look at the contemplation, there are two sets. One set is what we call the common contemplation. The other one is the specific contemplation. The specific contemplation means with respect to body, there's a particular way to look at it. With respect to feelings, there's a particular way to look at it, and so on. So it is summarized with 观身不净，观受是苦，观心无常，观法无我. Yeah, so this 观法无我 is actually from this four stanza. Yeah. So to contemplate how the body is foul, yeah, it's not pure. 观身不净. To contemplate how feelings is all but suffering. 观受是苦. Yeah, because for us, there's 苦受乐受不苦不乐受. Yeah, we feel like, yeah, there are different feelings. Why must I always go and face the suffering? Yeah, we hanker after the pleasant feeling. We don't like the painful feeling. Neither painful nor pleasant, we don't care about it. Now the Buddha, using their wisdom, the Buddha, Bodhisattvas, and the Arhans tell us, no, you can observe. Actually, all these three kinds of feelings are ultimately suffering. They are just different states of suffering, different forms of suffering, different points of suffering. Not that there's really a distinction. This one suffering, that one pleasure. No. Actually, all are suffering, just at different stages. So, 观受是苦. Then, 观心无常. To observe and contemplate that the mind is impermanent. As a human being, quite clear, our mind quite impermanent. But sometimes we insist that our decision is firm, cannot change. What does it mean? We actually subtly think that our decision is permanent. Can change, why don't change? Do one. But more importantly, this is even more applicable when you actually practice meditation. Because normal people, you just observe it, you know that it's impermanent. But when you meditate, then you observe other parts of the mind that is subtler, that seem more permanent. But the Buddha challenged us and said, you go and observe properly. Don't jump to the conclusion that it's permanent. You go and observe carefully. And if you start observing now, before you have jhana, before you have whatever amazing states, then you are used to observing the impermanence of it. Then it's safer. Then when you really get jhana, you won't be fooled into thinking that it's permanent. Because you have already what? Acquired the skill to observe the subtleties of the mind. Such that even when you meditate and body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, yeah, you can observe all this. Very simple. You don't need jhana. You just observe, can observe. But when you meditate until your mind, you're not perturbed by other things, then the mind becomes so quiet, becomes subtler and subtler. Then after a while, you may come to the wrong conclusion. Everything else is impermanent. But this blissful state of the mind, this is permanent. You don't have this one permanent. You're impermanent. Whatever joy you all have, that's impermanent. This one is very permanent. Then your pride will be even higher than others. Buddha tells us, no. Before you even reach that state, observe the subtleties of the mind. Such that when you reach that state, you can still observe, even this very supreme, very blissful state, this is also impermanent. Then you won't fall into the wrong view. And guan fa wu, this is this section. To observe that whether it's phenomena or the mind, everything is but no self. No self means not inherent. Not independently existing. Because when you meditate, by right, if you really meditate, you should know what. Whatever subtle state is because of all the practice, then you have that one. It doesn't come naturally. But if we don't learn this teaching beforehand and familiarize ourselves with it, this exists by itself. This blissful state just appear by itself. Nothing happening, no. Nothing to do with the whole world. This is truly the real self. Yeah. But you think about it, did it appear by itself? No. Because you suffer so much leg pain, then hours and hours and hours, then finally a bit. Then the moment you just have a bit of disturbing thoughts, gone. How can that be really self? Not inherent also. Yeah, but you must familiarize yourself with this observation, this contemplation.
This
Shi Ming
Chu, is it same as the body feeling?
Yeah, that's from Satipatthana. Yeah, same thing. So over here, this part here, no. So within these four foundations, there's all these different practices. Then there's the last part, Guan Fa Wu. I'm giving you all a brief introduction now. So, Xiu Wo Kong Fa Kong. So when we talk about emptiness, there is the emptiness of the self and emptiness of phenomena. Yeah, both are emptiness, but it is the, how do I put it? The angle. Yeah. You apply that emptiness to look at self and you see that no self. Yeah. So no self is equal to emptiness of self. But if you apply that to permeate all phenomena, then you see that all phenomena is empty of inherent nature as well. Yeah, so, in essence, the two are the same. Wu kong fa kong, emptiness of self and emptiness of phenomena have the same quality. It's just that one is directed towards the attachment to the self, the other one is phenomena. Otherwise, fundamentally the same. So my teacher just quote here, Siu wo kong fa wen. So you cultivate in this way. Then what happened? Da dao wu xiang de jing jie. Then you can reach the point where a state of non-grasping. Yi qie xiang dou bu ke de. Then you observe that all phenomena. So here, yi qie xiang actually refers to all phenomena. So you observe that all phenomena actually are non-inherent. Insubstantial. And that's why repeatedly I've been sharing that I don't tell people to let go. Because until you see this, how to let go? But when you see this, there's no grasping, so no let go as well. Yeah. The letting go part will resolve itself. You don't have to try to let go on. What you have to do is go and observe what you are grasping onto. And when you truly see that it's just a game, then no more grasping. And when there's no more grasping, no more letting go also. Nothing to talk about. Yeah, so I look forward to one day receiving a text from you. Sifu, it's just a game. Oh. Huh? Next time, whether you become Buddha or I become Buddha first, then in the sutta you'll say, and when this was said, 500 arahants all exclaimed, "It's just a game." So, 这时候, so when you reach this stage where you see clearly, all phenomena is actually just like that, yeah. That you cannot have any substantial real phenomena that you can have, yeah. What happened? 这时候, 可以进一步思维. At that point, you can take one further step and contemplate. 无相是相对有相说的. So, non-grasping is said with reference to grasping. So, 有相不可得. So, grasping or attachment. Yeah, attachment to what? Attachment to things being real. Yeah. Yosiang means this is real. Yeah. Then we tell people, no, this is not real. So this concept of not real, what happened? 对谁说无相呢? So if this is not real, that means it's insubstantial, then this truly there's nothing real to grasp onto. Then in that case, 对谁说无相呢? Yeah, then with reference to what is it said about non-grasping, there's nothing to grasp on. Understand? That's why all the while I couldn't say, no let go. No let go. 所以无相也不可得. Yeah, so even the non-substantial also is insubstantial. All empty. Do y'all feel the high? Or y'all don't feel the high? Y'all feel the dung, 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 question mark, question mark, question mark. Yeah. 那就入于无分别境界. Yeah, then at that point, you enter into what? You enter into a state of non-discrimination. Non-discrimination. 在这里安住不动. And you stay there, unperturbed. Unmove. This 无分别境界. When my teacher say 无分别, it may be slightly different from when we hear the Zen tradition talk about 无分别. My teacher in many places highlighted. So over here, when we talk about 无分别, it has wisdom. Here, when we talk about 无分别, that means literally means non-discriminating. It is actually talking about non-grasping. What does that mean? It means that instead of thinking, oh, so the Buddha whole day long don't know what's happening. Cannot discriminate, ma. No, it's not like that. It's that the Buddha see clearly A is A, B is B, but A is due to conditions, B also due to conditions. Because both are due to conditions, the fact that they are due to conditions, that is equal. Don't grasp on to that temporal, the ephemeral existence. Don't spend time discriminating between that, but still know the difference. So know that this one is enlightened, the other one is not enlightened. This one less enlightened. This one got problem, that one have other problem. Otherwise, how does the Buddha, Bodhisattvas, able to teach sentient beings? But here, 在里面安住不动. The trouble is, we are always discriminating the short-term subtle differences and holding on to the differences as real. Holding on to this temporal conditional existence as real. So our mind move. 天台智的大师说, 体真直, 就是这样意思。 So this is one of the masters in China in the past under the Tian Tai Zong. Yeah. So this is one of the lineage. Yeah. And actually my teacher is under this lineage officially. Yeah. So officially I'm under Tian Tai Zong. Yeah. But we don't really teach Tian Tai Zong the everything. He only teach us mainly the Tian Tai Zi Guan. 摩诃止观, 同门止观, the practice of samatha vipassana. But yeah, because Tian Tai Zong, there are certain teachings that is not so much about Zong Guan Wei Si. Yeah. More about Ru Lai Zhang. Huh? But my teacher don't advocate that. So there's this master called Zhi Zhe, the wise one. Yeah, so he said, Ti Zhen Zhi. Yeah, so that means to abide your mind on the reality, on the essence of reality. Yeah, so my teacher is equating that with the earlier statement. Yeah, 入于无分别境界. Yeah, so when you enter into that that ultimate reality state and you don't discriminate on the surface, yeah, then it is equivalent to what this 天台智者大师, what he said. So, 当然, 这是初开始, 表妹, so how I really say, still say 初开始, 阿弥陀佛, sometimes my teacher really bring us up then. 并不真实能够无我相, so all this is still just cultivating, contemplating, contemplate like this, like that, like this, like that, so 并不真实能够无我相, 无法相, 亦无非法相. Yeah, because if you are able to do it, then you have entered the stream. Yeah, you have attained enlightenment. 什么时候真实才无我, 无我相亦无非法相呢? Yeah, when can you do that? When can you enter into the to truly non-grasping? Yeah, 要得无生法忍, 入了圣位才是真实的. Yeah, so until such point where you observe directly. Earlier, all this is talking about contemplation. Yeah, contemplation. How do we know? Over here. 进一步思维. So, whatever you describe, eh, like real, just contemplation. You also can contemplate, oh, like this, like that, just contemplation. But don't look down on that, because contemplation can help us to reduce our defilements. Cause it not to be so active. Yeah, because without doing this, the only way we look at things is using our worldly habits to look at things. Now, we contemplate, Sifu's master Buddha in the teachings always say, all this empty. Yeah, maybe I try. Contemplate. Boss scolding me, empty. Empty, empty, empty. Empty until your boss, hey, hello, hello, gotta go away. So one day you contemplate until it's no longer contemplation. You really see that it is like that. You really see that it is dependent arising, it is empty in nature. You truly see that there's nothing that you can grasp onto. Not just conceptually. Not just because, oh, you didn't win the lucky draw, so you say, oh, that one is Pi Jing Kong. Then suddenly they tell, hey, wrong number. 3358, who, mine, that is real. Not like that. That even when they shout out your number, 3358, wow, your lucky draw, you see that this is also not real. Honda Civic, leh! Is it a big deal now, Honda Civic? No, now what car is a big deal?
Subaru?
Which era are you from?
I don't know, but recently.
Okay, you don't know. Like, next person. Which car is the most exciting car now? Huh? Sorry? What is the happening car now?
Tesla.
Wow. Then, 3358. There you go. 3358. Mine is 3358. Second call, 3358, Tesla T. Tesla Model T. How? Is it real or not? No, it doesn't mean you must tear away. You can take. Not real for me, man. Give to Sifu. No, la. You give me, I have more headache. If you can contemplate, contemplate, then doesn't mean you cannot win a lucky draw. It just means that when you win lucky draw, you're okay. When you don't win lucky draw, you're also okay. Hey, but Shifu, I also okay, what? Sure or not. Every time go for a D&D, then hold on to the ticket. Then suddenly the ticket missing. Hey, where's my ticket? Where's my ticket? The moment you are like that, you know that it means a lot to you. Haven't even win, no. Where's my ticket? Oh. So, 没入圣位, 假如是观, 做如是观什么? 假如? 做如是观, 高山镇, 做如是观, yeah. So, you haven't entered into the enlightened stage. So, you do this contemplation. So, 只是与圣人的境界相似而已. Yeah, so when you contemplate in this way, yeah, it is only similar. Yeah, 还不是真实的. Not the same yet. Yeah, so when we come for Heart Sutra class and you contemplate, oh, laksa is not inherent. The tastiness is not inherent. Yeah, it's similar. It's not bad already. Not bad already. At least it challenges your perception of the world. But only similar, not the same yet. But one day, as you are eating, this tastiness is due to conditions. While you see it, So you shouldn't have a kind of augmented ego, additional ego. That means, actually, the ego is due to what? Due to you thinking that you have achieved something high, but actually you haven't. Yeah? And then you have this thought, 我这样观察我是圣人. Then you shouldn't have this kind of mindset, thinking, wow, I observe, wow, empty, wow, so unenlightened. So, 对于, suddenly I'm suddenly thinking, if my teacher hear me use Singlish like that, then he will like, 这个怎么样讲? 今天我讲的这样子哦。 Yeah. But 不便啦, you all Singaporeans have to use English. Yeah, if I don't use English, then you all 对于般若法门生尽信了。Yeah. So don't overestimate yourself. You must know that currently I'm just doing contemplation. Maybe I'm observing. But of course, if you really observe ultimate reality, then good for you. But if not, then you shouldn't have this mindset. Oh, I'm observing, I'm contemplating, I'm an enlightened one. Yeah. Wow, I have true purity in faith as far as this wisdom Dharma door is concerned. 不是的, no. 这是起码的境界, this is just the beginning, the initial state. 可能暖位都还没有到。 Yeah, so what is this 暖位? 暖丁人是第一。 Yeah, so there are four stages. This is what we call 四加行. This 四加行 is different from the Tibetan 四加行. Yeah. Somehow it's very interesting. In the Mahayana Sutra and the text, the Buddha talked about all these terms. But somehow in the Tibetan tradition, also come up for these terms. But different meaning. Yeah. So when the Buddha talked about 暖丁人, 四地, this 四加行, is that you have reached the stage where your effort is continuous, very zealous. Yeah, very zealous. No stopping. So the initial stage, even though you're putting in very constant effort, it is only one way. That means start to get warm. And the analogy is talking about if you take a stick and another stick below, then you start to rub. At some point this becomes warm. One way. Then one thing. Up to a point where it starts to reach the peak of heat. Yeah. Then run. Yeah. Then the next point, 四第一, you have reached enlightenment. Oh. Amitabha. We stop here. And my teacher is saying, all the things we have discussed is just contemplation. Maybe have not even reached the first initial stage of Nuan Wei. That's why sometimes some people feel that learning Buddhism is very disheartening. Wow, it's all so much. Then tell you, don't be too excited. Maybe haven't even reached the first stage. That's why it's so easy for con men, con artists to con people, you know. You just go there, learn one or two lessons. You're good. Level 3 already. Hey, all of you look at him. Level 3 already. Where is he, ma? If I say so, which of you dare to say he's not? Then once I say so, right, even if he one day say stupid things, you'll say, and someone say, hey, Sifu say third stage already. Come, he make say this kind of nonsense. Then another person, no, don't anyhow say it. Third stage, oh. Kouye. No, you're not our state. We cannot say. Praise him, then it perpetuates the kind of ignorance, though. And how do you feel if I tell you third stage? Feel good, right?
Uyabo.
Sure, no, uyabo. Already float. Don't know how high already. Most people will feel that way. That's why it's so easy to con people. And that's why if you go and learn under most of the traditional monastics way, admittedly, it feels very discouraging. You sit until all hours say jiala already. Then finally, wow, you have a bit of nice feeling. Then you go and ask, 和尚慈悲, 我听说的时候这样,怎么样子啊? 这样子是什么境界? 继续做, 啊? 哦, 可能是少少的定, 少少, 少少的定, 啊? Then you go to some other place, maybe that day you still have a lot of wild thoughts, then after that, next thing you know, wow, the teacher tell you, not bad, today almost second jhana, ho, don't go so fast. Wow, got second jhana already, oh, hey, does it feel encouraging? Yes. But is it the truth? You can think about it, Lord. a metaphor. Yen xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yen xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yen de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
Yen de zhi hui zhen ming liao.
Pu yen zui zhang xi xiao shu.
Pu yen zui zhang xi xiao shu.
Shi shi chang xing pu sa dao.
Shi shi chang xing pu sa dao.
A metaphor.
A metaphor.
Qi li.